Time for Stargazer. Our weekly look at what's happening in our island skies and the world of astronomy. As usual, we turn to Christopher Phillips, Mauna Kea Astronomy Outreach Committee. Hey, Christopher, good to have you back on. What's going on?
Hey, Dave, it's good to be here. So this week's stargazers, we have Venus, Mars, and Saturn visible during the evening. You'll have to have keen eyes to spot Venus, as it will be setting very early in the west, around about 6 p.m. It will be followed by Saturn at around about 6:30 p.m., then finally Mars, which will set at around 9:20 p.m. Now, the moon is going to be full midweek. This is going to make stargazing just that little bit more challenging, but I'm sure by now it's nothing you can't handle. Look out for the Hubble Space Telescope, which will be passing overhead on Thursday evening at around about 6:05 p.m. It will be passing from the west-northwest to the east-southeast. It's going to get very high, about 78 degrees, so it should be relatively easy to spot.
And you had been telling me, Christopher, that you had news about an exciting discovery at the Mauna Kea summit, and it related to quasars.
That's right. A team of local scientists using the Subaru telescope on Mauna Kea have announced that they have mapped a distant quasar for the first time in 3D.
So a quasar, that would be some kind of distant galaxy?
That's right. A quasar is a distant galaxy that is incredibly active. By active, I mean they normally have enormous jets of super energetic matter being ejected out from the core of the galaxy. In fact, quasars are some of the most energetic objects in the universe. They can output so much energy, they can appear almost 100 times more luminous than our own Milky Way galaxy.
Well, just talking about it, you got very energetic too there, Christopher. So what causes all this energy in the galaxy?
Well, up until the 1980s, it was a mystery as to what was causing this massive output of energy. But evidence suggested that supermassive black holes were the engines driving these cosmic particle accelerators.
We had something on previously, not sure exactly what, but it was black holes spitting out matter?
That's right. This is a similar process, but on a scale that would make your head spin. Remember, last time I spoke about the greedy uncle that comes over to Thanksgiving and tries to stuff all the turkey into his mouth. But because his mouth is only so big, most of the turkey gets thrown around the room, covering poor auntie and everyone else in all manner of unsightliness.
And then, by that analogy, the black hole is the uncle's mouth.
Exactly. When the black hole encounters an object, it begins to tear it to pieces and consume it. However, the black hole is only so big and can only consume so much, so everything else gets converted into massive jets of energetic particles that are spat out into space.
So when this happens, how much stuff gets consumed?
The amount of matter that a black hole inside a quasar can consume is terrifying. They can consume up to 1,000 suns worth of material per year. That's about 600 Earths per minute. However, unlike my uncle, they don't put on an ounce of weight.
I appreciate the report, Christopher. Thank you so much.
You are welcome, Dave.
Christopher Phillips, Mauna Kea Astronomy Outreach Committee, and Stargazer can be found on demand online at hawaiipublicradio.org. Just follow the news links.